Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
And that means we are commercial free with our final tickets to the Dallas Open, AEW tickets in the 9 o'clock Dave Campo at 8 this morning here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. And we are very excited as we have tracked down the man that Bobby Belt has fallen in love with because of Wednesday nights in Frisco all season long. He is the Cowboy legend, Nate Newton, on the D&M Leasing Hotline on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, big fella. How are you?
All right. How you gentlemen doing this morning?
What has it been like working with Bobby?
It's been a pleasure, man. I've been hunting for this guy for several years, a guy that can come on, you know, that's done his homework on every guest that we've had. He's brought out nuggets that no one else knows about. And so, I mean, with his phone, he does miracles.
That is the exact scouting report.
That is very good.
Absolutely. So, all right, you gotta host the rest of your life with either Bobby or Chop.
I started out with Chop when Chop was a rookie at another station, man. When Chop used to be the board guy, not Chop is the man.
All right, Nate, we need your perspective on all this Deion Sanders talk. What do you think of the idea of him coaching the Cowboys?
Well, you know, the other day I was at his crib a couple of days ago, and we always go on this mile and a half, 2 mile walk. So as soon as I get there, I know the big fella got to go walking. So I'm like, wow, I'm hydrated up, so I won't faint. So we take off walking.
Oh, God.
And we don't get 5 feet into this walk, and he go to talking about Colorado. I'm waiting, you know, this 10 to 20 minute walk. So I'm waiting for a break. He said, well, what about the Cowboys? He never gave me that opportunity. It was Colorado this, Colorado that. Oh, I'm trying to work out something with them. Well, I'm like, and I just looked at him like, wow, this dude ain't even thinking about the Cowboys. Oh. So, and like when I talked to Chopper earlier, I'm like, it ain't much I can say. I can give you my perspective of what I think he would be as a head coach with the Cowboys and the differences from college. But other than that, I couldn't draw nothing about a Cowboy out of him. Maybe him and Mr. Jones have had their little talk and they want to keep it a secret or whatever. But now, you know, Deion, I mean, maybe if I'd have threw a couple of grand out there, he would have spoken.
Got to.
Hey, yeah, they gonna mess up no future money. You know that.
Wait, I thought that was the Nate Newton way. What were you telling me about Nate?
Nate goes. I'm done talking football for free. Those days are over, fellas.
So Chop's gonna get the invoice for this today.
Hey, Bobby, they just don't know. You just call your one shot, baby. Don't call me next year unless you got extra change.
But Nate, you did just say a lot, possibly. Like, the fact that it never came up, does that tell you that all this is smoke?
You talking about in the state of Texas, the two top salesmen in the state of Texas, Deion Sanders and Mr. Jerry Jones, who are better PR guys that let me rub your back, let me scratch your back, let me keep you in the limelight while I keep you in the limelight. If Deion, I think Deion can coach on this level. Do you want to come to the Cowboys to do that? I don't know. Because now you go from being the man in Colorado to maybe being the second guy, because you're going to have a lot of thoughts and a lot of wishes, I think, when you come to the Cowboys, will not get answered. I just believe that, because everything is done by committee with the Joneses. And nothing is, hey, this is what I want to do, this is how it's got to go. Those guys don't tend to come to Dallas. Guys that run their own shows. And that's just the bottom line. It's not taking a knock at the Joneses or the Dallas Cowboys organization. Ever since Mr. Jones has taken over and Coach Johnson has left, that is how this organization has been ran, by committee.
Nate Newton joining us here, 105 through the Fan. You said that he would be fine and do well at the NFL level. What is what he does that gives you that idea?
He know how to talk to people. He shoot people straight. He gives good answers. I've been around him when he was talk to the kids at Colorado, which I know is different than the pros. In the pros, you have a salary cap. In the college, you have a portal. You can't. This is not the portal. The thing that he will have to understand is you coming into a core of players that you cannot touch, which is Dak, which is
Lamb,
the kid Lamb, and the other kid we finna sign for about $40 million, number 11. Yeah. So those are core guys that you have to come in and build some type of relationship with, which I think Deion can build those type of relationships. He know how to talk to men. He know how to lead men. But the thing is, now you got 20% or 30% of your cap tied up in guys. You see a guy that you need, and if it don't fit up under the cap, that can be way to snag at. But not being able to build your team how you want it to be built or how you think it should be perceived, because you have a cap and you have other personnel that has a higher input is that you have in making a decision on a player or players.
Nate, one of the things you've talked a lot about with this current Cowboys team is like toughness and edge and physicality, and how you think that's really been lacking here over the last couple of years. If Deion comes here and he's that coach, how much of that do you think gets instilled with Deion?
The thing is, you can fight for it, you can push it, you can lean your practices towards that, but it's a hunger you have to have as a player. Some coaches have a knack to see that in a player and to research that and to ask that of his scouts to, you know, when he goes out and talk to the right people, what type of guys, he got some dog in him, is he got this in him, can you push him, can you touch a button? You know, these are the things that you're going to have to ask of your scouts and of your coaches, you know, to challenge these guys to kind of alter your practices just a little bit. Ain't but so much you can do in practice. I understand that, but you have to alter your practices. You don't have as many veteran off days and stuff like that where, you know, you don't let the Rams come in and control your practice like what happened to us during training camp. Mm-hmm. Where the Rams came in, and it bothered me personally that, you know, they were in there physically handling our guys, and I didn't think that was cool. That's your home front. Protect the home front. But I knew right then, I said, this is not a tough team. You know, even a cur dog, if you walk up on his porch, he at least going to growl or bark or have him raised on his back or something, you know. And so I felt like going into the season, we weren't going to be a physical team once again. And that's what I crave for is to maul people, to bend people to your will, to understand that I'm going to finish you after the whistle. I'm going to be the guy that has my hands in your chest and shoving you. I mean, I believe that. And I think we're on the right track with Hoffman, guys like Hoffman and our left guard guys. We got a few tough guys, but just not enough.
Yeah.
You know, Nate, I know you were a, and we're talking to Nate Newton, Cowboys, six-time Pro Bowler, three-time Super Bowl champ here on 105 through the Fan. Nate, I know you were somebody who liked Mike McCarthy a lot, and you were a fan of his personally. Were you surprised that he decided not to return?
Nah. I just believe this right here. We brought him in. The expectations were set correctly on Coach McCarthy. We needed to see the second round of the playoffs. We needed to see the NFC Championship game.
Yeah,
I thought something bad was going to happen last year after Green Bay came in and did what they did. But then when Mr. Jones did not make that move, I said, okay, we finna build something here. We finna give him some players. We finna go to that next step. But all of a sudden, the CeeDee Lamb contract pops up, and we hear these, hey, well, you know, Dak is going to have to work with less than before. I thought that was a joke, but it turned out the whole season he had to work with less than before. And then the injuries hit, and we still didn't go out and fill a few holes with free agencies. I knew Coach McCarthy could be doomed, but he kept the guys playing. He kept them going. And I said, okay, we're building something here. Next thing I know, Coach McCarthy's gone. But I don't think he walked out saying, okay, they didn't renew my contract. It's okay. I got other suitors. Because as much as I like Jason Garrett as a teammate, when he left here, did he have a bunch of suitors?
Nope.
No, he didn't. So this goes to show you that the Cowboys scratched Coach McCarthy back, but he also scratched their back. And now Coach McCarthy is in a position, and I think for the next few years, his name will still come up for a head coaching job, even if he don't get one this year. I like Coach McCarthy. I just think it was a personnel. It was not a Coach McCarthy problem. I think personnel was a personnel, a lack of personnel.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nate, you mentioned that Jerry does a lot of things by committee. It's a group effort. From a face of the franchise thing, if Deion does come here, do you think Jerry would be cool sharing the spotlight and maybe having Deion actually be the face of the franchise?
I think it'll be a shared thing. I mean, when Deion first came here, Dion was big. I mean, they did a couple of commercials together. If you go back, Chop, I know you can get on your secret phone. Bobby can get on his secret phone and pop up all the old YouTube videos.
I got no burner.
But the thing is, Mr. Jones has never had a problem with sharing the spotlight. He's had a problem when you take it all away. Mm-hmm. He wants his respect, which I think he should get his respect. He wants his respect. He wants his part of the pie, too. So I don't think Dion will ever overshadow Mr. Jones. He is the owner of one of the most iconic franchises in the world. So you will never, but it would be a big platform, and you will have problems, I think, more than anything, trying to let this thing not get out of control. This would be the greatest show on earth. If Dion showed up here, this would be the greatest show on earth. And it would be 24/7. And me and my boy Bobby, we probably have three or four talk shows going on a week. You know what I'm saying?
So, Nate, and you've talked a little bit about this on Wednesdays when we've done shows, but when we talk about how does the culture change when Dion comes in here as a head coach, how did the culture change for you guys when he came in here as a player?
One thing we understood was now all of a sudden he takes away a third of the field. He takes away a third of the field because coaches were not even game planning to throw at him. So what that does for our defense is now they can concentrate more on shutting down that run or putting more into the star receiver, because what we would do is let Dion cover the second guy and let double the first guy. So it just gives you more of an aggressive mentality to try more, to run more games, to run more blitzes, to run more stunts, because now he can cover that one side of the field, or he will give you that perception that he can cover that one side of the field. So that takes away one or two of the reads, or early reads for a quarterback. So that made that defense feel good, and it made the offense feel good because we knew we was gonna get two extra possessions a game, or we was gonna get better field position on average per game. That's what Charles Haley did when he came in. That's what Deion Sanders reinforced when he came in. When you got guys of that ilk that can play the ball the way they play, you guarantee two extra possessions a game, because they was either going to cause a fumble, a sack fumble with Charles, or they was going to pick the ball off because Deion back there and they doubling the star receiver. And you know every quarterback and every offensive coordinator going to force that ball to the star receiver because he wants to be on top of the world playing against Deion Sanders.
Nate Newton bringing it strong like we knew he would on the D&M Leasing Hotline here on 105.3 The Fan. Let's take Dion out of it. What do you think about the possibility of Kellen Moore, Jason Witten, and some of the other names, Nate, being thrown around out there? If Dion's not on the table, who else would you want?
It's not who I want. It's who this organization wants. And this organization let a guy walk away who they admired and loved. I mean, Mr. Jones, they let Mr. Moore walk out of here, go to the L.A. Chargers, you know, and didn't do very well there. And then he went to the Philadelphia Eagles where they forced Barkley on top of him because he don't want to run the ball. He wants to throw the ball, but they forced Barkley on him. So he knows now that he can't drop the ball. So that is the man. If he interviews today or whenever he interviews Monday, when he interviews, if he says the right things, I will be kissing up to Mr. Moore. How you doing, Mr. Moore? Here's the guy, Mr. Moore. So Mr. Jones loves familiar. And I heard somebody say this yesterday. One of our guys I want to show you. Mr. Jones loves familiar. And he's familiar with this guy. He knows this guy. Moore knows how to work with the Joneses. He knows that you're not going to push against them. They're not going to have it. So he knows how to come in and function within. Now, when he stand up in front of those 53 guys or those 80 guys or 90 guys doing training camp, will he have the right words to motivate these guys to get them going in the right direction? I know how Dak feel about him, But now the Dak ain't but one guy. So, you know, you got still about 90 guys you got to impress and put a game plan offensively and defensively. I think if they pull Mr. Moore in here, it's going to be all about his coordinators. It's going to be all about his assistants. You can't go out with – I think you can't go out and get weak guys. If you go out and get weak assistants, especially two weak coordinators, it's not going to bode well for Mr. Moore.
Nate, what do you think of all the Jason Witten talk and his lack of experience?
You know what? Once again, I don't put anything against the thought of Jason Witten, but he will have to come in and do the same thing. They will have to surround him with dominant people. You talking about taking a kid, basically. Witten's coming off the street, bro. If you thought Deion was not ready for this, I laugh when people say, Deion ain't ready for this. Well, if you don't think Deion ain't ready for it, don't put this Mack truck on top of Witten. Because when it fall in on him, bro, it's gonna be ugly. So either way, the most prepared guy for this job, by experience and being in the mix, is Moore. Go out, you know, get Moore in here if you want to, but surround him with the right type of people that can help him win games. Don't let him assemble the staff. Because if he assembles a staff, it may be a bunch of deputy dogs running around here that ain't going to do nothing, bro. For real, bro.
So, Nate, you know, if we got a Hall of Fame voter listening out there right now, a Rick Goslin or a Shereen Williams or anybody else for that matter, and they're listening, they're going, what do I need to say to these voters about Darren Woodson coming up here during the Hall of Fame vote? You want to give your pitch on why Darren Woodson needs to be in the Hall of Fame?
Why he should have been in the Hall of Fame, why he's not in the Hall of Fame, why it's a conspiracy against Cal. I ain't going to say that. It ain't a conspiracy against Cal. Darren Woodson altered the game. He was the first safety that modern man, wherever you want to start with the modern man theory, I don't have the theory to that. He was the first safety to walk down in the slot. We were one of the few teams in the modern era that never took their defense off the field. We didn't have a nickel package. We just brought Darren Woodson into the box, or we brought him down on top of the slot. We didn't have to go out, have five guys play eight positions. We had Darren Woodson. He either was the nickel backer, or he was the dime backer, depending on what you needed. So this guy revolutionized the game, and all the voters – I'm not one of those guys that walk around, Bobby, you know that, oh, man, you got to play the game to know football. You got not, But if you know football, you would not ignore history of what Wilson has done. Yes, he didn't have all the interceptions. They didn't ask that of him. But he made the plays at the right time. He was sure in what he was doing. He's a hell of a guy. He brought more to the game on the intricate and small levels that people don't understand. He was a four-down player. He played all special teams. He did everything that every safety that's been since every safety they put into the last 15 years, he's better than every safety. You name one, he's 10 times better. Mm. And so that's just how it goes, bro. It's just how it goes. Now, once they put Wooden and Darren in the Hall of Fame, they can shut it down because the doors are closed on safeties after that. Ain't no real safeties after that. Bobby, I know you're rolling with me, baby.
I am.
Hey, Nate, you are absolutely incredible. Bobby has the bill. Next time, Mrs. Newton and Mrs. Belt get together for a cocktail or two. Thank you so much for waking up. And your best guess, though, it's not going to be Deion, right?
No, I think it's going to be Mr. Moore. I think Deion wants to go back to Colorado. I hope Colorado does the right thing. But if not, but if they do hire Deion, you know your boy in the house, don't you?
Thank you, Nate. Have a great weekend.
Hey, God bless y'all and be strong. Bobby, tell the wife to my wife, hey, hello.
Yeah, I will do that.
Wow.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.